Welcome to Engagement Head. This is show 20. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Haas.
Today we got a guest host. He's one of my friends. I should be living with him next year. Pretty cool, hopefully. The other guys, let's see. Chris is either practicing at the music building or asleep. Stephen is probably with Sam. Evan's at Karen's. And Quentin's at Karen's. So, word. So it's me and I got my friend Haas to do this with me. And, if the other guys get back, we'll put it on the show. The intro song you heard is for both me and Haas's friend Bill. It's called Upon This Tidal Wave of Young Blood by Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. Just decided to put that on. This is kind of a special episode or whatever. We're going to start off with a cigar review, and it's going to go throughout the show because we're actually smoking cigars, or we're about to be anyway. What do you have, Haas?
Right now I have a Punch Elite. It's the first cigar I had, so I figured I'd go back to it tonight.
Cool. First cigar ever?
Yeah.
Premium cigar or any cigar of all?
First premium cigar.
Gotcha.
First thing besides the White Owl and the Garcia Vega and the Phillies Blunt.
Understandable. Yeah, I started out... Well, my first cigar was a CAO Brasilia, as everyone knows, and then, like, I got into White Owl Grape Flavored Blunt, which is pretty funny, actually. Let's see, where'd my lighter go? Okay. We're about to light up, so do you want this or do you care?
I'm gonna have a torch after you.
Okay. Alright, so I'll light up first. You just bullshit for a little while.
Okay. Well, as David mentioned, I'm Haas. I've actually called in a couple times. I'm the guy that infamously dropped his cigar in the middle of a review. And David's probably gonna be living with me next year. I've known him since high school. What's that, like 8 years ago or something? Seems like that. Actually, I can vouch that Steven's around somewhere because I saw him with Sam walk by my apartment about 2 hours ago.
He was with Sam?
That's right.
Cool. Alright, the cigar I have is a Gran Habanos Connecticut No. 1. I got a box of 40 of these a while ago, and the reason is because... Close the cap and then reopen. The reason is because I got this cigar in a trade from Altbier. Is it out?
It's out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's fine, though. I've got matches.
Okay. It was amazing, but the one he sent me had a year of age on it, so I'm thinking I should have aged these, but I pretty much gave them away to friends and smoked them up pretty quick. I have a few that I am going to age, but, like, not a huge amount. They're pretty mild. So I pretty much know what to expect going into this, and so does Haas, because he's had a few of his Punch Elites. So,
I would say about a dozen.
A dozen?
Mm-hmm.
I've had probably about a dozen of these.
And I'm lit.
Cool deal. Okay. Well, what do you notice so far in your cigar?
I would say it's mild.
Word.
All the way through the puff. But, it actually has a little bit of a bitter taste in the beginning. That may be from the initial light and all the struggle to get through it, but...
Yeah, mine is too, actually.
We'll see how this goes. I hope this isn't a bad trend tonight.
We'll see, I suppose. Mine's pretty mild. Cut was nice. The cut on yours was nice, too.
Oh, yeah. David cut mine. Delicious.
Burn so far is even, although I'm not even a centimeter into this. So, let's go into our pirate rants. We haven't pulled up on Haas's computer, so I'm going to walk around. Okay,
David's
going to
start us off.
Okay, let's see. This is from, March... You want to do the 21st first?
Yes, which one is this?
That's the 22nd.
We'll go to the March 21st one first. I've got them both pulled up here.
Okay, let's see. I kind of like this one. It's pretty simple. I guess my friend must be getting pretty bored because she has started responding to her own pirate rants. I don't know why that's funny to me right now.
Something I think would be funny to David is one of these. It's, my philosophy teacher laughs at people dying.
Where is that? Oh my goodness.
I'm going to actually abbreviate the name of that philosophy teacher. I've got a guess on this one. H.J., Dr. H.J.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like ratemyprofessor.com right here.
Bill will understand that one. Bill N.
Let's see. Whoa. I don't know why I saw this. Had a bad boyfriend? Had a cheating one? Post him on www.don'tdatehimgirl.com to save another girl's heart. That's ridiculous.
Or just to make yourself look better.
Let's see. Wow. None of these are really that good.
Yeah, these are all pretty boring. These are just...
Let's go right to 22nd.
Yeah, these are just horrible complaints. Oh, here's a good one.
Oh, hold on. I like the first one.
Oh, okay.
Let me take that one.
Yeah.
To the person who chewed / peeled off their fingernails and left them at the computer in Bait 3001, thanks. It didn't disgust me at all.
I think that's sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. Do the new Double Mint Twins commercials creep anyone else out besides me? No, they don't. Thanks, next.
Dude, what are the new Double Mint
Twins? Yeah, I haven't seen those. Huh. They've got twins, so.
Oh, I like this one. Your book bag does not need its own seat on the bus. I don't have to ride a bus.
I ride a bus.
Yeah, I will next.
And my backpack doesn't need one, but sometimes I give it one anyway.
Let's see.
Oh, this is good. It hits home for us here at River Point. I'm so glad I went over my utilities bill, but they don't tell until 5 months later.
Well
actually, they do. They tell you within 3 months. But that's okay. You probably didn't pay attention.
People here are retarded. Let's see. I like this one. If you don't like ECU, then transfer or drop out. But no one cares to hear you complain about how miserable you are. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
A quarter actually won't make a telephone
call. Yeah, seriously. That's so ignorant. You know,
and also,
fucking ridiculous.
Also, this is someone complaining about people that complain.
Complain, exactly.
That sounds like somebody I know.
Is it me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we just finished.
Pirate Rants?
Oh,
well,
actually.
We can read the response. By TNY0907, it says LKML. Whatever the fuck that is.
Kimmel. It says like a mill.
Kimmel.
Right.
Okay, you got one more?
That
fucking hurt my finger. Okay.
No, I think we're done with pirate rants. These were pretty lousy.
Okay, let's go right into links of the week. Haas, do you got a link of the week?
Yeah, my link of the week is www.caointernational.com. You can check out some good CAO cigars there. It's a good site.
Do you have a favorite CAO cigar, or have you had any? Or?
Nope, I haven't had one yet.
Okay, but you will soon, because CAO is actually doing like a promotional thing. They're sending out free CX2s and CX2 hats for people who fill out this quiz.
I filled it out last night.
If you want it, email engagement head, and I'll give you the link. Free cigar, free hat, so... It's enjoyable. It's supposed to come in about a week after you fill it, from what people have been telling me. You got anything else to say about CAO International? Or?
Well, not about the site, but about the cigars. I'd like to try the CX2 first. And I might actually try some of their flavors, too. We'll see how those go.
Flavors are interesting. I've actually had a... this is hilarious. I can't stop laughing inside right now.
I'll tell the listeners what's going on.
Please... Oh, my fucking God.
We're recording in River Point on my porch. And so,
oh my God.
Being that the ratio is 4 guys for every 44 girls, 1 to 11, there are many girls running around.
Many
haphazardly,
stupid retarded girls.
Haphazardly. In circles, straight, drunk, liquored up.
That was amazing. Oh, here's another one.
Here's another
more.
Duo.
Two more. Oh, God, they're freaking out because the drunk bus is going to leave them. Oh, they're running. Oh, here's a guy, but he's walking very calm.
Actually, I know this guy. His name's Mike. He's probably very drunk.
Oh, say what's up.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, he didn't hear you. What a jackass.
Very drunk.
Okay, so CAO International, try the CX2. I would actually suggest trying the MX2 to you and any listeners. I prefer that over the CX2. And as far as CAOs go, I also like the Italia. The Brasilia is okay, but... I find the Italian more complex, but that's just me. We'll see. My link of the week is www.modified.in. It used to be a site that was hosted in Canada. It used to be modified.ca. All the footbaggers know about this, even though I don't think any of them listen to the show. But It's a discussion forum. We talk about footbag. We talk about life, whatever the fuck we want to. I'm still trying to get an intro song from those people for the next few shows. What? What were you saying?
I was just going to say the cigar is burning very well.
It is. I would agree.
Probably the best burn I've ever had on one of these, and pretty much the best burn I've had on a cigar in a long time.
Interesting.
I think it's from the good cut, I'll be honest.
And that good cut was supported by...
David Wilder and his... What's the name of that?
It's called a Zycar. I think it's a Zycar 1.
I suggest you get one. Whatever.
It's nice.
I mean, it cuts like butter.
We also got an anonymous tip sent to us. I'm not going to read out the site name because it's pretty long. Basically, what it seems like is it's off of the partyeastcarolina.com message board. And it seems like hardcore porn links with ECU girls. So anyone interested will definitely be able to check it out.
And one of these girls is in one of my classes. And that's why I found this pretty interesting.
Did she tell you about it, or like...
No. Someone sitting beside her told me about it yesterday in class.
Nice. Okay.
Moving right along.
Let's go. Top five killers of all time. That's our top five for the week. I don't have last week's top five results because I didn't bother to do my homework. But that's okay. That is the trippiest screensaver ever, by the way.
There's 2 dozen. Of those options.
That's so ridiculous. I can't stop you.
Anyone for any Mac user, I suggest.
Oh my god. I can't handle
you
it.
You go to the Apple website and search for Screensaver Plus or Screensaver/Escher. And a company has apparently taken some MC Escher style pictures and turned them into very trippy loops, black
Holy
and white.
Crap.
They're pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I've been sticking with this screensaver, just changing the picture for a couple months.
That's amazing. Yeah, my screensaver is all my iPhoto pictures.
That's boring.
I like it. It helps me go to sleep. I just wait till the picture I want.
This puts me to sleep.
Oh,
this
well, that
trick.
Would put me to sleep too. Okay, top five killers of all time. I'm going to start off. I'm going to go with whoever's behind all the ECU alerts.
Ah.
Yeah. That's my number five.
Well, if that's one person, that's a good number five. I'm going to go with...
It should be one person.
I'm going to go with Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan. Okay. I think you just gave me my number one, actually.
My number five is Genghis Khan.
Cool. My number four, let's see, it's going to have to be the clown from It.
My number four is going to be Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin.
Let's see, my number three... I was actually going to use Stalin, too, but, I guess I can somehow... Ooh, nice. Okay. Okay, my number three is going to be, Adolf Hitler.
My number three, let's see. Jason. From the Jason movies.
Word, okay. My number two, Bill Gates.
Oh, he's killing PC users everywhere.
Oh, definitely.
Let's see. Oh, what number are we on?
We are on number two.
Number two. My number two. Sherman. General Sherman of the Civil War. Wiped out the South.
That makes me feel great.
It's wonderful now that we're, you know, in his trail of blood.
Oh, jeez. Wait, you just did three, because I did Hitler, and then you did that?
No, I did Bill Gates. So it's your number...
It's number one.
Now it's your number one.
Okay, well, this is the most angry person I can think of that probably ever lived. Gandhi.
That was going to be my number two, but I figured...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was going to say Gandhi killed the spirits of all.
Oh my God.
My number one killer, let's see. We've gone Genghis Khan, Stalin, Sherman... AIDS is the number one killer of all time. AIDS.
AIDS,
number one killer of all time.
Oh God. Actually, that reminds me of something that I was gonna do on like show 7. Me and Thud found this book in the student bookstore, and it's called AIDS Update 2005. Okay, and it's like 700 pages. Do you have it?
I checked it out from the library.
You're fucking kidding
I'm
me.
I'm doing a project on on AIDS in Africa. Which is what made me think of that.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to do a project on AIDS in Africa, then Dr. Kilroy's foreign policy class.
No, but I fucking forgot what I was gonna say. No, oh fucking Jesus.
So my cigar's going really well.
No, like, what were we just talking about? AIDS update 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. No, here's here's what happened. We were looking in the book. Thud turns to me, he goes, dude, wouldn't it only be one page and say, sorry? So we were going to do that every show.
Note,
we were gonna have
Hoss
like,
is not laughing.
AIDS update 2005. Sorry. Besides, it's 2006.
Note, Hoss is not laughing at people dying from AIDS.
But that philosophy professor is that we forgot to read the... Oh, wait, you did.
Dr. H.J.
Oh, okay, let me just guess a name. Harry Johnson.
Pretty close. That'll do.
Okay.
I actually only know two philosophy professors, and I can think one would find it funny to laugh at dead people.
Have you taken philosophy?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Take it with Dr. H.J. Dr. H.J. teaches intro.
Word. That's all of the show. Unless you want to shoot the shit for a little while.
Let's just shoot the shit.
Okay, let's see. What can we talk about? What did our friends do? Our friends Bill, Jim, Philly, Danielle. Who else went out?
That's it.
Is that it? No, Dave went too.
And Dave.
Yeah, they all went downtown.
Let's note Danielle, Jim's girlfriend, not Danielle, Dave's girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, I keep forgetting they have the same name.
Spring break update?
Spring break update. What did my spring break consist of? Did you just drop your ash on yourself?
I just dropped my ash all over my white shirt.
Ooh, it's
no
a
biggie.
Dress shirt, too.
It's Luke's. That's why I'm wearing
no,
Luke's white shirts.
No, you need to get
shirts.
Him to listen to the show. Because, he should. Actually, let me check to make sure the show's recording. Give me a sec.
It better be.
Okay, it is. Okay. Let's see. They went downtown. We decided to stay and record. How much is this? What is this? What are you doing?
Calling Luke.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm gonna ask him to start listening to Engagement Head.
Okay. Will he pick up?
We're gonna have it on air. Probably not.
He never picks up on me.
I know.
You can leave a message, I suppose.
Luke. David Wilder and I are sitting around here, and we're asking you on the air to start listening to Engagement Head, the podcast.
You're on my radio show, Luke.
I'm on the radio show?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
How about that?
It's funny. What? It's just because...
Oh, my God. Okay, so what have you been up to, Luke?
That's hilarious.
What?
Why is it so funny?
I could just picture the look on your face. Hey, I have a question. Did you, when Matt Derinsky went around and he was doing the scatter thing, did you do that?
No.
With the cards and the cigarettes? You didn't do that?
No, we never got around to jumping into people's bathrooms.
Wait, so he lied?
Who?
Matt.
It never came to fruition.
It never came to fruition.
Thank you, Luke, for being on the air. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Alright, bye. Okay.
That was Luke, a.k.a. Pico Haas, my brother.
Pico Haas, yes, it's Haas's little brother. He goes to UNC, who lost that fucking game to George Mason in the fucking NCAA tournament.
Totally ruining my bracket.
Totally ruining my life.
Go Longhorns.
I was actually... Who's
go
Longhorns.
Longhorns? Texas.
Oh, yeah. I'm retarded.
Go Texas. Go P.J. Tucker.
I'm not going to go for Texas.
Go P.J. Tucker.
I'm going for Villanova. And this
go P.J. Tucker.
No, this is why. I got this trade from this guy at Villanova. His name's Joe. He's on clubstogie.com. And he goes to Villanova. So I was like, well, fuck. Now I know someone at Villanova. I can actually care. So, because I was going for Duke after they lost, and then I was going for Bradley, and then they lost the same night, and so now I gotta go for Villanova.
I'd like to give a shout out to JJ Redick. I'm sorry.
Now, are you a Duke fan, a State fan, or a UNC fan?
Oh, wait. I'm an ECU fan. That's right. ECU.
Now, yeah, but if you had to pick below that, would you or would you not?
Below that? That's a very nice way to put that. I would pick UNC.
Okay. Well,
not to win it. But for an overall program, a place to attend school, I might go to grad school there. We'll see. Huh. Where were we? Oh, plans for what happened tonight. Well, I actually invented a brand new cocktail.
Oh, yeah, we have to name it. Do you want to name it on the air?
Let's name it on the air. Let's shoot the shit about what we're going to name it. Let's see. Here's the ingredients.
How about this? This might be interesting. I've got it. Okay. How about we do top five names for it and then let our audience vote?
That sounds like a good deal.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's give the ingredients.
Yeah, ingredients.
Okay, the ingredients are blue raspberry, just a cocktail mix.
Like flavoring?
Shake over the ice mix.
Is that roses?
No.
You don't use roses?
No, I don't use roses.
Do you not like roses?
Roses are okay, but they only make 3 mixes.
No, they don't. Watermelon, green apple, blue raspberry.
Oh, in the glass jars?
Yeah.
No, I only use their lime, their grenadine, and their sweetened lime. Their sweetened key lime.
At any rate, I could only name 3 anyway.
Okay, let's see.
Top 5
what's
names.
In this? An over-the-ice blue raspberry mix that's put out by Sousa. You should pick one of those up. A Bacardi mixers, meaning you have to blend. Mix. Let's see. Bacardi O. Salsa tequila. Triple sec. Ice, and it's a blended drink because it's super viscous, so you have to put it in a blender. So let's come up with some names. David's first name was what? By the way, it is a Shamrock Green. Light seafoam to shamrock green
teal-ish.
Type drink.
Like neon teal is what I think.
Teal is once
maybe a light.
Once you don't have enough green left.
True.
The original drink is somewhere between the seafoam, quoted by Genghis Khan, is what we'll call Dave from now on. Not Dave Wilder here. Genghis Khan, my roommate.
Oh, okay.
Who's named that over spring break?
Are you serious?
Yeah, Genghis Khan.
Okay.
This was, of course, a drunken naming. Let's see, he named it. Wait, what were
me?
We? What were we talking about, Dave? For?
Well, you mentioned me naming the drink.
Oh yeah, what did you name?
My number 5 is Pink Fuzzy Slippers. I don't know why.
It's not pink. It's blue.
It's not pink.
It's seafoam to shamrock.
It's not fuzzy,
to blue.
And they're not slippers.
There are no slippers involved.
But
nothing.
No, but it's like it packs a punch, right?
But there is a pink drink I invented that could be called the Pink Fuzzy Slipper.
We could, yeah.
But it is called the Pink Vagina.
Oh, right.
That's what it's been said about.
Okay.
The number one cocktail in 2205.
2205?
2205. This place.
Oh, I thought you meant 2205, and I thought I was like really
old
for a second.
Wow, we've gone in the future, voted on a favorite cocktail, run back to 2006, Phil David Wilder.
Yeah, network, okay. all right, so that's my number 5, Pink Fuzzy Slippers. You got a number 5.
I'm gonna forego a number 5. Pick a 4. We'll give our listeners 5 options instead of 10.
Well, okay. Then wouldn't you pick the number 4?
I'm picking the number 4. I'm thinking.
Okay.
Unless you have a number 4, I just need to think.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see. It's kind of a
I got one.
It's kind of a margarita. It's kind of a daiquiri.
Yeah, it is both actually. Okay, I got one. Do you want me to use it? Okay, Aquatic Sunrise.
Number 4, Aquatic Sunrise. That's actually great.
I don't know why. That kind of makes sense. We should get a picture of the drink, actually. Do we have enough ingredients left?
No. We used the last of them online.
Okay.
Oh, it's to be served in a cognac glass, which is far oversized for margarita.
But very nice.
It's actually a daiquirita. We'll call this a daiquirita.
Daiquirita, nice. Okay, number 3, you're up.
Okay, it's got oranges, it's a margarita. It's a daiquiri. It's got raspberry and lime.
Okay, say that again, because we could possibly combine.
Well, I'm going to come up with a word. Let's think about this.
Like, rasp, what? What else was in it?
Raspa, orange, and limeberry. No.
Wait, so what are the first letters of each one of that, though?
R.
Uh-huh.
R. B.
R-O.
B-R-O-L. T.
Brault. 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 Brolt? Yo, bro, you want to drink a Brolt? No, I don't like
Wait,
that.
Blue, raspberry, and lime. Blue, raspberry, and lime margarita. What about a Brawl margarita?
Brawl.
No, that's boring.
Yeah.
What about a blue daiquirita?
If you want that to be your number three, go for
that's
it.
That's a shit number three.
Well, do you want it? I mean, we still got two more. I mean, you'll have number one spot.
I don't have number one spot. I can't come up with a good name for this.
Okay, I'm coming up with a two right now. Let's see.
Give me a number three, then. You come up with a three.
You just came up with three.
What's the three? The Brawl daiquirita? No.
I thought it was the other one you just did.
What?
I thought you just did one.
Which was what? By the way, my cigar is burning very
blue
well.
Blue daiquirita.
The blue daiquirita. What about... It's like a seafoam, though.
Yeah, it is, kind of. You know what you could do?
Dacacy.
Dacacy?
No.
Well, okay, do you want to forfeit your number three again?
Yeah, forfeit to you. I'm going to bounce ideas off of David. He's going to come up with the five.
Okay.
All the five.
That's fine. Okay. All right, let's see. I was going to say you could use Bitch's Brew.
Been done.
You already have a Bitch's
yeah.
Brew?
Yeah. It's a black drink.
Okay, okay. What about this? Urchin Stew.
I don't even know where that came from.
Well,
sea urchins.
Right. And it's a stew. Of sea urchins.
Actually, you know what? Urchin stew.
Okay.
It's not very appealing, though. This is
it's not.
This is a very refreshing drink. Actually, in the apartment tonight, not one person
urchin
disliked
fresh.
It.
Urchin fresh, like
no.
aqua fresh.
No, but that sounds like a toothpaste or a mouthwash.
Right, it's amazing.
Or a douche.
A douche. Are you in the anti club?
Yes.
There's a group on Facebook for anyone at ECU wanting to join the anti club. Please send me a message and I'll let you in. And I'll explain to you what it is later. Okay, let's see. Urchin, not stew, but...
I'm tasting now to see what...
I'm kind of thinking urchin brew, but also I'm thinking of Titanic for some... Ooh, Titanic's
the Titanic!
Nice. Yeah, Titanic number three, definitely.
Titanic, the number three.
So now we gotta do number twos.
Alright.
Let's see.
It was originally created to...
Dude, let's use Iceland some... Or Greenland?
It was originally created... It's to... For St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The original drink was a St. Patrick's Day green, like a shamrock green.
Okay, so we wanted to be Irish, but we don't want to say Irish. So what can we do? Boondock?
No.
Boondock something?
No?
I was going to say Iceland's freshest, but that doesn't sound good at all.
What about a Dublin Rita?
Whoa. What?
Well, being a spring break all week, and all we drank was daiquiris and margaritas for me, everything was the name of the place with Rita at the end.
Dorita.
Dublin Rita.
Dublin
the Dublin
Rita.
Rita.
Okay. So that's number two. So now we got
that'll be our
number
2.5.
Okay, so now we have to have half a name. So that means we have to come up with an awesome name and use half of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down to nothing. My brain cells are dead.
I'm saying we need to use that as two.
All right, fine. The Dublin Rita.
Okay, Dublin Rita.
The Dublin Rita.
How do you spell Rita?
R-I-T-A? R-I-T-A. The end of margarita.
Did you know that RTDA is the, Regional Tobacconists Something of America or Association?
Let's do the double D. The Dublin Daiquiri. That'll be number two.
Okay, Dublin Daiquiri.
The double Dublin Daiquiri.
Did I just say double?
No, I did. Accidentally. Dublin Daiquiri. The double D.
Oh my F and G. Okay.
Sorry to use harsh letters. S of a B. You son of a B. Sorry to use harsh letters.
Sob. Let's see. Okay. Let's incorporate New Orleans into this trick.
Why? Oh, because you need a canoe to get there.
Oh my fucking god. No, that's funnier than you know. There's this guy that we know from Puerto Rico, and one time someone told him to get in a canoe and get the fuck out of here and go back home,
yeah.
And he got really mad, and I hope he never hears this, but that's okay, because I fought him before.
Did you deliver the A-N haymaker?
The A-N haymaker.
Side story. David Wilder once delivered the most vicious haymaker of all time on a football field.
Please tell.
That's a side story.
Okay.
Can I give the whole story?
Please do, and I'll fill in whatever you miss.
Okay, we're going to start out and set the story like this. Andy N. the most annoying child to ever attend. We're not going to say Grace, Enloe High.
Which is where we both went to high school.
Both went to high school at Enloe High. David's birthday rolled up, what was it, 17, 18,
19? Oh, man. See, you were back, right?
No, it was my senior year. It was David,
you
David's junior
have been
year.
I had a cast on, that's why, and I tore that after my junior year.
No, you had knee problems.
Right. I tore that. Anyway, so I tore my ACL on July 19th, 2001 or 2. 2001 or 2, I don't remember. And, so I had, like, an athletic kind of cast on so I could march. And these kids, like, four kids. Well, first off, what's the band tradition?
Band tradition is, on your birthday, if you're important enough, there's a march-off. Because, I mean, there's 100 and some people in the band. You can't have a march-off on everyone's birthday. So it's David's birthday.
Can you briefly explain march-off to
other
marching band members?
Okay, if you're not in marching band, you're going to lose me on this one. But a march-off is where the drum major or assistant drum major or the person who thinks of the drum major.
Or a fat old bastard who uses a lot of fucking lipstick. I mean,
chapstick. Good old Master
R-H.
Hunter. Master
R-H.
Hunter.
Yeah, serious master. Maestro.
He asks to be called
Hitler
Master.
Hunter.
He has to be called
Are you fucking kidding?
He got his master's degree and he has to be called Master Hunter.
That's not what you can
For anyone who understands that, a master is actually an apprentice.
Oh, lordy.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So instead of making fun of Master Hunter, the tradition is to get to have a march off, and when you win, if you win, or when you don't win, when the march off is over, water or. In the case of Chandler, chocolate sauce and honey
well,
and ice.
We
and...
awful waffled him.
No, we awful waffled him with a cage.
Okay, this is a whole other story.
Well,
but...
we'll go to that story after this. Anyway, that's just a story for everyone to hear. But the tradition is to pour water or something else over their head. And David said, "Don't pour stuff on me." It was pretty. You know,
actually, this
pretty
is exactly what I
Don't
said.
Don't pour shit on my head.
I said, if a drop of water hits me, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face.
And it turns out, he wasn't lying.
Three drops of water hit me.
Three drops. One, two, three. So, David's arm extends and delivers a devastating haymaker to the cranium, knocking Andy's glasses off and making him cry like the baby that he is.
Yeah.
And this story came out of what?
I don't have any idea.
And
New,
we got
New
off,
Orleans.
No, okay.
We were talking about.
We didn't explain
else.
What a march off is. We didn't explain how we awful waffle Chandler.
Let's do the awful waffle.
Okay, Chandler's birthday. My best bud in the world. Props to Chandler. You should be listening to this right now. His birthday. He won the march off. I think he won the march off. And afterwards, we poured ice cold water on him. On a, you know, it wasn't a hot day, but it certainly wasn't, you know, it wasn't freezing.
I mean, it's
either.
North Carolina in the summer.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, we poured ice water on him, but then we poured chocolate syrup.
Oh my god.
And all over him, and then we what did we hit him with?
We hit him with something?
We hit him with Nathan straps.
Oh, yeah.
Chandler, did we hit you with Nathan straps? But anyway, we took a door. Off of
the instrument
off of
storage
the
room.
Instrument storage room in the orchestra.
It was like a gate, though. It was more like a cage.
Imagine a great a door it's a cage door, and we took that off and we put it on top of him and awful waffled him. As a reference to the
salute your shorts,
awful waffle.
Yes,
and actually, everyone check out Scoffle Waffles music. It's a ska band.
Oh yeah,
ripping off that.
You're fucking kidding
me. It never
me.
Got off the ground.
We were going to start a ska band, me and Haas and Bill.
And Nicky Croncarella.
Who?
Nick Passarella.
Oh, right.
He changed his name recently, Nick Passarella.
We were
going
to do a ska band before I got to ECU, and we never did.
Scoffle Waffle.
Scoffle Waffle.
Okay, so march off.
Cocaine.
If you don't understand what a march off is, that doesn't matter.
No, like, I think, like, a lot of marching band kids would actually like to hear a brief explanation of it, though.
I thought marching band kids would already know one.
Well, I mean, I don't know if everyone would. I think that's an Enloe tradition, isn't it? No?
No.
No?
Okay, well, a march-off, for anyone that understands marching band, is where the drum major or, you know, chapstick man in command delivers several commands, and then the person who messes up, they're on the, you know...
Gets in a block.
Yeah.
And the person in command...
You explain this.
The person in command gives out commands, like, about haste, you know, turn left, whatever.
To the rear.
To the rear. Those
oblique,
fucking suck.
Left.
Oblique left. I mean, like, all these, like, you know, stutter step. Stutter step oblique to the rear. Well, anyway, they call him out, and the block has to do it, and whoever fucks up, like, gets out of the block. Whoever's left at the end wins, and then everyone dumps their Nathans on him. The water bottles, as it were.
Bill Maton.
Did
one,
he win?
One of the all-time most winning march-offs.
Oh, yeah.
Marchers in NLOS history. I think he's actually third. In my reign, he is the third most winningest.
Third most winningest?
Yeah. I think Sumit, Eric, Blake combined beat him.
Come on. I mean, it's Sumit, Eric, and Blake.
Yeah. By the way, sorry, Blake. Blues Brothers is over.
What?
This is last year. He's graduating, and they're out of the tournament.
Huh. That's true. He's at UNC.
He's at UNC.
I forgot. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Blake and Nick.
They do Blues Brothers?
They were the Blues Brothers.
Who? When?
Every game, they come out on the court and they dance.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they also did some of that type of stuff in marketing.
They are seniors. Holy fucking crap.
I'm a junior.
Yeah, I just, like, realized. Yeah. They were seniors when I was a sophomore in high school. Now I'm a sophomore in college, so they're seniors in college.
So I think we've come full circle. My cigar is dwindling down. At one point, I had about an inch and a half of ash, and then it fell all over Luke's shirt. Thanks, Luke, for listening and letting me use your shirt.
Oh, God.
Our guys still aren't back from downtown. We never explained that. They went downtown, and we decided to stay here. We've actually done the worst last 30 minutes of this show ever.
I think it's about 30 minutes, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Probably not the worst show. I think number 15 was the worst show ever.
Were those all the racist jokes that I don't like?
No, that was number 13. And why I remember that, I don't know, but probably the unlucky.
Unlucky.
Anyway, Mike Rana Band is Connecticut number one. I'm down to the second label on it. It's not good.
It wasn't good?
No, it's just flat the... and mild. And, like, I mean, it's fine for, like, being drunk or whatever. So it's fine.
Actually, this is a second I had tonight. And for the price, this is a much better deal. I think this was, like, $3 a stick when I picked them up. But earlier I had a Carlos Torano Exodus.
Exodus 1959 Silver Edition?
1959 Silver Edition. David knows this because, you know, he was standing right around when I had it.
No, I was. Wait, what?
Yeah, you were. You were right here.
Oh, nice.
Then you went into the...
The death?
We call that the
the death.
We call that the LSC.
Oh yeah, the lockable
or the
storage
LSU,
closet.
The lockable storage closet, or the lockable storage unit.
Can we not talk about LSU?
That's fine. That's fine. LSU kicked Duke's ass. How about that
one?
You want to talk about that?
No.
All right, let's lockable storage closet LSC.
LSC.
Anyway,
beat George Mason, those motherfucking assholes. I mean, do you have anything else to say?
No, this cigar was the best Elite I've had.
Really?
Ever.
It could be because it's aged.
It,
although you've only had it a week or so, right? No? You've been aging that?
Not very long. I think it's a month.
Okay.
I think we've had these about a month.
I think I've been aging these since November, and they still aren't complex
but, I mean,
at all.
Also, I highly suggest Blackbeard's, because so far I haven't stricken out there. Struck
true.
Out there.
True.
And
I like Blackbeard's.
Not to put fatties down, but...
But they're not fatties.
But much better, because all the elites I used to get were at fatties.
Well, there you go. Alright, hold up. Let me pull up the intro song. I mean, the outro song. The outro song is Mazursky's Pictures at an Exhibition's The Great Gate of Kiev. This goes out to my friend Bethany. I know she'll enjoy it. You got anything else?
That's it.
Alright,
pause.
Well, you gotta come up with a cool catchphrase. I'll go first. I'm Sloppy Dave. We'll see you guys next time.
I'm Hoss. Stay classy.
Stay classy.
Stay
okay.
classy.
All right. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Okay, first off, the problem with downtown was that
there's five people in rooms.
Yeah, there's pretty much five.
Well, we were three of them.
Yeah. And so every girl there was with, like, either a guy or one of the bouncers that was, like, as big as our crew combined in one bicep, you know? So it was like, fuck that. However.
Well, where were you at? And introduce yourselves to.
Oh, I'm Dave.
Are you pissing?
I'm drunk. You just heard Philly.
I need to piss.
And stumbling over is Bill. Bill, say something.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Bill just puked on the River Point fence, because that's how he rolls, because he's nasty.
He'll be all right, though. He'll be all right.
I'm fine, though.
Of course he is.
So,
I guess we're podcasting right now?
Yeah, I'm just recording it.
All right, so Dave and Josh and Kelly stay here, but we all went downtown with, and we brought Jim and Danielle with us, and they're gone right now, because Jim's about to go home and puke in his own toilet. And pretty much, we ended up, like, we went around and saw what was going on. We went to Cafe Crive. It's kind of lame. The average age in there is about, like, 45. You guys would agree. Average age Cafe Crive was 45,
that's
right?
That's ridiculous.
It sucked. Total butt. Went up rumors. $3 for dudes, $2 for chicks. Dollar wells, dollar domestics.
What the hell's a well?
This is a free advertisement for downtown.
It's not like every
drink. A well drink is every drink that's not in a beer or a shot.
Yeah,
oh, really? It's pretty much everything in a highball glass. So
it's anything that's not on the special board, pretty much.
Oh.
Because LITs and G-spots and SoCo's and Lime are on special board.
Oh,
did you just
right?
say that?
Drink. Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
You said it was every liquor combined.
Isn't a G-spot a lit with coconut?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes, that's what it was.
Word. Well, that's the update, right?
That's pretty much the update.
All right, say bye. Everybody say bye.
Later!
Adios.
This is Haas.
Peace.
Stay classy.
A sloppy day. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. See you later.
Right.
David.
No. No gay sign off.